Sometimes humans' rational problem-solving approach is very limited. When you think God cannot do a miracle, do you think this affects your prayers? Do you think it limits God when you tell Him exactly how He must answer prayer? When the Israelites were crying for more meat, God said, "The Lord heard you when you cried, 'Oh, for some more meat.' Now the Lord will give you meat and you will have to eat it. And it won't be for just a day or two, or for 5 or 10 or 20. You will eat it for a whole month until you gag and are sick of it." Moses, with his limited understanding, couldn't see how God could provide like that. He prayed, "There are 600,000 foot soldiers here with me, and yet you say, 'I will give them meat for a whole month.' Even if we butchered all of our flocks and herds, would that satisfy them? Even if we caught all of the fish in the sea, would that be enough?" Moses considered the only options he thought were available and frankly blurted out his doubt. The Lord replied, "Has my arm lost its power? Now you will see whether or not my word comes true." Shortly after, God sent a wind that swept in vast flocks of quail. Every March and April, they migrate from Africa to Europe, and their route crosses the Sinai Desert. So God brought all of the migrating quail at once and wore them out with heavy winds. Exhausted birds dropped to the ground inside the camp and for miles in every direction. The Israelites went out and gathered literally tons of quail. Numbers chapter 11, verse 18 to 23 and verses 31 to 34. Now, it was not a sin that Moses couldn't understand how God would do such a miracle, but where his attitude was wrong was in basically stating, "There are only two ways we could end up with a large quantity of meat, God. Either A, we butcher all of our flocks and herds, or B, we catch all of the fish in the sea. But neither option will last us a month." Yet all along, God was planning option C, blow in migrating quail. The smartest thing Moses could have done would have been to pray and ask God what he was going to do. That's what Mary did. When the angel Gabriel told her, "You will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son," Mary was astonished, so she asked, "How can this be?" Luke chapter 1, verse 31. And verse 34. So Gabriel explained. Satisfied, Mary believed. Moses, too, also could have prayed, "How are you going to do this, Lord?" So often, people put limits on God. The Bible says about these Israelites, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Psalm 78:41. Sometimes people don't understand how God will solve a problem, so they end up thinking He can't solve it. They don't understand how there will be enough funds for their children's needs, so they conclude that God can't provide. But God is always bursting out of the narrow confines people seek to place Him in. The problem is, however, that when you come to the conclusion that God can't do a miracle, you don't bother to pray anymore. Then He definitely won't act. God made people to be practical problem solvers. By nature, they look at problems logically, analyze the available facts, and draw the most reasonable conclusions. This ability stands them in good stead most of the time, especially when they are dealing with mechanical problems and rational issues. But this approach has very real limitations and grinds you to a shuddering halt when you introduce the supernatural. And God is supernatural. This is where parents can have an advantage over other parents. Some people are more intuitive by nature. they often draw conclusions from sources other than just rational reasons and facts. So they're more likely to hear from God. Plus, they're more relational and interdependent, so they more naturally reach out for help, including reaching out to God. These qualities may explain why some people tend to pray more for their children than other people do. Lord, please forgive me for so often placing limitations on you, trying to box you in by telling you the narrow confines. You must work within. So often I tie your hands and then get impatient and frustrated when you don't answer prayer. Help me truly get my mind around this one fact. You are far bigger and more resourceful than I am, and you are not limited to the paltry solutions I can offer. Help me widen my horizons and trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.